I'm Warren Bell, and today we're delighted to have Phaedra Idzan with us here in the studio, who is running as a candidate for the New Democratic Party in the upcoming federal election in our riding, which is Kamloops, Shuswap, Central Rockies. So welcome, Phaedra, and thank you very much for joining us today.
Well, thank you very much, Warren, for the invitation and for the opportunity to have a conversation.
Well, we're delighted to have you here. So let's get right down to the questions. People have called this election one of the most important elections in Canadian history. How do you feel about that? And how do you feel about being caught up in this moment?
Great question, Warren. You know, it is a very pivotal election. I think our values are threatened right now, what we value as Canadians. And the threat of the United States and Mr. Trump and all his beliefs are, you know, very scary. And that's one of the reasons why I'm running. I wanted to be a part of it. Nobody else seemed to be jumping at the bit to do it. So I'm always the first one, always, and my husband will say, you're always the first just to jump on in. And that's what I do. I just jump on in with both feet and yeah.
So let's talk a bit about that, about how you got to be a candidate. Were you involved in politics or interest in political matters before this election?
Another great question. So last spring, a good friend of mine, Sylvia Lindgren, said, come with me to an NDP meeting. It was for the provincial party. And I said to her, oh, I don't know if I should or not. I've never spoken what my political beliefs are in this town, just because they're very, very blue. Even though my family and my in-laws and everyone tend to be orange, I thought, you know what, I'm at that age now that, you know, I should stand up and take a stand and say what I believe. So I went to my first meeting, provincial NDP, and after that first meeting, I became the vice president of the Riding Association. And by third meeting, we were looking at the upcoming provincial election, and we didn't have a lot of people jumping at the bit to become the next candidate for the NDP. So I said, you know what? I'll throw my name in, not knowing that Sylvia was going to do the same at the same time. So we both threw our papers in to be the candidates, and then we had a nomination race, and I lost that. But you know what? I wasn't too worried. I said, I'd love to help you with your campaign and to learn about politics and the NDP. And so I was a co-campaign manager with Carmen Cron, and it was a great experience. I really enjoyed it, learned a lot. And of course, we know how the outcome was. And during this time, my father was slowly dying of kidney failure. A lot of my attention was pulled towards that. And come December, I got a call from the Kamloops Federal Riding Association saying, hey, we're looking for some representation from your riding, because you're a part of the new riding from Kamloops to, you know, Salmon Arm to Golden to Field down to Armstrong. And we'd love you to be a part of the team. So I got involved, and that was the first meeting in December. And of course, we had heard about the potential for an upcoming election. So I got asked to sit on the looking for a candidate committee. And we looked everywhere. We couldn't find anybody. Nobody wanted to do it. We scoured the Kamloops and Salmon Arm and down to Armstrong and Golden Revelstoke, and nobody wanted to do it. And rather than having somebody be parachuted in, I said, you know what? I'll do it. That's how it all came to be.
Well, so let's move on to talk a little bit more about your background. Were you born in this part of the world?
I was. I was born and raised in Salmon Arm. My parents came here in 1970. Longtime Salmon Arm residents, and grew up here. Loved it. And then when I graduated from high school, I followed my high school sweetheart, who went off to university in Vancouver. He's a year older than I am. And I followed him because at the time there wasn't a lot of opportunities for schooling in Salmon Arm. There was basic college. You could take English and social studies, and that was about it. Neither one really appealed to me, and I couldn't wait to get out of this town. You know, everybody knew everybody, and just needed to get away. And we lived in Vancouver for 10 years. And when I was down there, I had grand plans to go to school and become a library technician. But unfortunately, I wasn't independently wealthy and didn't qualify for student loans at the time. So I went to work for a bookstore called Book Warehouse and did that for 10 years. And our two kids were born down there. Loved it down there, but during the dot-com crash in early 2000, my husband lost his job. And 3 weeks later, we lost the place that we were renting. So we both decided we'd come back to Salmon Arm to raise our children, who were 5 and 3 at the time, to be closer to family. And that's what we did.
So what was your life like growing up here?
Well, I grew up on a very small hobby farm in Salmon Arm, just outside of, actually just near the SPCA in the industrial park. It was all bush and sand and great place to live. 5 acres, hobby farm, chickens, dogs, cats, had a horse. And it was a great childhood. I got to be a kid, right? Very much a tomboy. Grew up climbing trees and playing sports, and it was great. It was a great life. And I wanted that for our kids when we moved back to Salmon Arm. I knew that's the kind of childhood that they would have too. So.
How would you describe your family?
My parents were married in 1970. My father passed away last fall. And my mother is extremely involved in the community. She was one of the founding members of Okanagan Symphony when they first came to town. One of the very first members of Shoeshop Theater. And when they were out in Tappan. My father was a English teacher. But he also taught history and dabbled in that and did a bunch of different things in his life, including volunteering with Shoeshop Theater. Both parents were very heavily, well, they still are, well, my mom is at least, very heavily involved in the community. So getting involved with the community was something I grew up with. And when we moved back to Salmon Arm, I did that. I got involved with our community.
What's your living situation now?
My living situation right now is we live just off of Okanagan in a 1978 house that requires a lot of fixing upping. Been slowly working away at it. It was a great house to raise the kids in. My husband and I live there, and our 29-year-old son lives there with us because of the cost of living right now. It's very hard for young people. It's tough out there right now for them. So,
what kind of things have you been involved with?
Well, I started working at the local Toyota dealership in 2005 and worked there for a couple of years. And then my husband noticed a job posting on City Hall when he was there as a city councilor. And he said, "Hey, they're looking for a court clerk. You should apply." I said, "Oh, honey, I don't know. I've never gone to school. And I only took Law 12. I wouldn't qualify." And so I threw my name in, and there was 52 applicants. And I was a successful candidate. I got the job, and I worked in the Salmon Arm courthouse for 7.5 years. And doing a whole bunch of different things as a court clerk. I worked in small claims and family court and criminal court and Supreme Court and trained in all different courts and technology, learned all the different technical stuff. And then I had an opportunity to work in Whitehorse. And I took that in 2015. And I moved up to Whitehorse to do the same job, making twice the amount of money. Loved it up there. Loved Whitehorse. It was tough to leave Salmon Arm, but I needed a change, and it provided an opportunity, and I'm glad I did it. It gave me a good perspective on the world. I got to see another part of the world, which was very unique.
What is it keeps you here?
It's home. It's home. It's the people. It's the people. It's the scenery, it's the community, it's the feeling of community. And, you know, through good times and bad, your neighbors and your friends are there to support you. And that's what I love about Salmon Arm. Salmon Arm is such a great community to be a part of. I can't imagine living anywhere else now.
So let's talk a little bit about being a candidate. Have you gone through some kind of training program?
No. No, I have not gone through any training. They provide you with a lot of information, and they expect you to brush up on it and read about it. And I carry around with me a great book of information. But no, I didn't have that opportunity. The election was very short. And again, I was a sort of a last minute candidate. And when this is all said and done, though, I'm going to start looking into it more, like really diving into type of training I can take. Yeah.
So what's a typical day like for you now?
Well, right now I am still working full time. I work Monday through Friday at a car dealership here in town. At 5 o'clock, when I'm out of here at work, I go home and answer emails and phone calls and do media interviews and speak to a couple of the folks that are helping me with my campaign. I don't have an official campaign team, so to speak. I've got a couple strategic people throughout Kamloops and Revelstoke and Golden, but I don't have a campaign manager or anything like that. So, yes. And anyway, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock at night, I'm up answering emails and responding to requests. And then I get up the next morning, usually for the first hour beforehand. I read some more emails and see what's on the agenda. And then on weekends and some evenings, I go to different events and participate in that.
Is being a candidate like you thought it would be?
That's a great question. Yes and no. You have to be really dialed in to what the people are saying. And that's something I'm really good at. I'm really great on one-on-one with folks. I love hearing people's stories. I love hearing what their issues are. And that's been fantastic. What has been a little bit more challenging is knowing all the answers to all the questions and getting it right and making sure you're not missing anything. And that's my biggest concern. I'm afraid I'm missing something. Yeah.
Thinking in general terms, what are a couple of goals, two or three goals that you're proud of achieving since you've been working in the community?
I'm very proud of my volunteer record. I've done a lot of different things for a lot of different organizations in town. I got involved heavily with Shuswap Soccer many years ago and became the president at one point, which was very interesting. I was one of 10. I was the only female on the board, which was interesting. I got very heavily involved with the Ladies Soccer League when it first became a thing in Salmon Arm. And it was great to be a part of, you know, its beginnings and meeting all the different people. I've been involved with the Salmon Arm Legion, and that was wonderful. I love doing that work with the seniors and the Legion. It's such a great organization. Currently, I'm working with Emergency Support Services and working with them, and that's been great. And Shuswap Paws Rescue Society, which is a big passion of mine.
What qualities do you feel you bring to your candidacy? Not just what the party's looking for, but qualities that you have personally that make you a suitable candidate?
Well, I'm a great listener. I'm very empathetic. I'm very compassionate. But I have a very quick mind. And I'm very stubborn. And if you've got a problem, I'm going to do everything in my power to try and solve it. And very determined that way. Not always the most articulate. But, you know, I wear my heart on my sleeve. And that's probably both a blessing and a curse at times.
What particular policies of the New Democratic Party do you feel most strongly about, or the ones that resonate the most with you personally?
Equality, affordability. Those two are big ones for me. It's the NDP is the party for the working person, and I'm embodying that right now, working full time. It's not the party of the billionaires, bankers, and big corporations. The other two parties are. I have two young, you know, two kids that are just starting out, and it's watching them struggle to try and make a living in the world. It's so tough for them, and I want them to have the same opportunities that my husband and I had when we were that age. And that's why affordability is huge for me. And I believe strongly that the NDP, with their platform, you know, resonates with that. Yeah.
Now, you're running for a national party. It's a national election, and there's a couple of important issues that are affecting all voters in all parties. One is the climate crisis, and the other is the actions of the current U.S. government, led by Donald Trump. So let's discuss them one at a time. The changing climate, increased extreme weather events. How will the NDP, your party, deal with this very serious problem?
It is a very serious problem, especially in our area with all the wildfires and the floods and all that awful stuff that we've had lately. You know, the NDP will hold people accountable. We're not going to be building pipelines everywhere. And, you know, that's not the answer to the situation right now. It's not something we should be focusing on. We should be focusing on what's causing these issues.
How do you feel personally about this? Not just the policy, but personally.
By driving a greener vehicle, right? I have a hybrid. I have a Toyota hybrid. And trying to limit my footprint in the world, right? Being conscious of what I'm contributing to the world, you know, not driving a big truck and having all the toys and stuff like that, and trying to walk when I can and take public transit when we can.
Now, the U.S. government under Donald Trump is actively disrupting many aspects of that country's government and constitution. So how will your party specifically address this ongoing situation and its impact on Canada?
A couple of different ways. We would start with a $10,000 instant rebate on Canadian-made electric and plug-in cars. Would be a good one to start with. Mm. We'd have a jobs war room, including all the provinces, the unions, and Indigenous leaders. We'd have a Canadian by Canadian campaign where we invest in our country, right? Making sure that we can provide the services and the products locally and nationally. We'd reform EI programs to aid Canadians who lose their jobs because of things going south right now, right? And eliminate the waiting periods for EI. We'd have an ad campaign in the U.S. We'd reverse the cuts made by the Conservatives previously on board officials. Those would be just a few things that we'd start with.
How do you feel, again, how do you feel personally about this situation that's going on south of the border?
You know what? It's scary. It's very scary. I won't travel down to the States at this time. We have opportunities because of my husband's work, and I won't go down there when things are so uncertain. You just don't know how the border officials are going to react. And because I tend to be a little bit more left-leaning and a little bit more, you know, on social media than some others and voice my political opinions, my biggest concern is I get down there to the border and they take one look at my social media and say, it's scary. And you know what? We shouldn't let bullies like Mr. Trump win, right? We shouldn't encourage that kind of behavior. Yeah.
Are there other issues that would be considered national in scope or even international in scope that you feel are important?
Keeping our healthcare public is one of them. That's another big concern. And that's one of the reasons why I'm also running for the NDP. You know, with the National Dental Care Plan and now with our PharmaCare Plan, that the NDP worked in conjunction with the Liberals, but it was not the Liberals that brought it on board. It was the NDP party. You want to make sure that that stays in place, right? And that really worries me because there's a lot of folks that, you know, haven't been able to afford to have their teeth done or have their diabetes or their birth control covered. We need to make sure that those remain in place.
On a local level, what issues do you feel locally in this riding, that is, are the dominant matters that you will focus on if you're elected?
Affordability is one of them. Being able to afford a house in this area, renting, owning, what have you. Climate is a big one, right? Climate's a big one for me. Seniors care. Seniors, I worked in the seniors, I worked for a nonprofit for 4.5 years in Sikkimoose, and it was a nonprofit housing association. And we had three levels of housing, independent, supportive housing, and assisted living. And I saw what our seniors had to go through, the struggles they had trying to find, you know, supports and, you know, being able to afford where they lived. And that really hits home with me.
On that note, is there one or maybe two or three things that you'd really like to accomplish if you were elected?
I want to bring the residents' concerns to Ottawa. And I feel right now that's not happening all the time. I've had a couple people come to me and say, you know, I've spoken to our local representation and I feel like I'm not being heard. I want to be that voice. I want to be able to speak one-on-one with people, hear what they have to say, and then try and help them solve their the problems.
How do you intend to try and achieve the goals that you've outlined if you're in office?
Be accessible. Be accessible to my constituents by listening to them, listening to what they have to say, by participating in the various events that are around in our area, speaking to the First Nations in their communities, speaking to the seniors and young people so they can be heard.
How do you see your days going if you are actually elected?
Well, that's a great question. I'm going to be very busy. I'll be quitting my day job. You know what? Setting up an office locally, getting together a team, and meeting with the residents right off the bat. I want to hear what people have to say. I want to see what the issues are, like even more so, dive into them and right. speak to the residents in the area.
If you're elected, would you support funding for community radio and public broadcasting like the CBC?
Absolutely. I am one of the biggest CBC supporters, first speaking, and voice of the Shuswap. Yes. Yes, absolutely. It's imperative that we have independent, community-run, local issues, national issues, unbiased perspectives and options. It's so important.
If you're elected, what are the things you'd like to be remembered for after you've completed your time in office?
I want to be known that I was there for my people, that I was there for the residents, that if they had issues, they could come to me. And, you know, I would work with them to try and solve whatever they may bring to me. I want to be proud of what I've done. And, yeah.
Well, that's the last of our questions. So thank you very much, Fader, for taking time to come into the studio and share your story with us. And good luck in the coming election.
Thank you, Warren. Thank you for the opportunity. And thank you, Jeanette.
This is CKVS FM 93.7, the voice of the Shuswap. And you've been listening to our interview with Fader Idzan, who is running as a candidate for the New Democratic Party in the upcoming federal election in our riding, which is Kamloops, Shuswap, Central Rockies.